considerable funds have already been spent on the old courthouse, and that will be the visitor centre. It's a lot of work has been done there, and a lot more funding is required. But this 300,000 will go towards additional works at the Laurels and Gartha Muckla, where Brian Friel's mother grew up, and it is hoped with this 300,000 that they would complete internal structural works, provide services, whether that be water, ESB, broadband, and also it is intended to do some landscaping on the outside. They propose to go to tender shortly, and they would be anxious to have this phase of the work done by October, which is the 10th anniversary of the passing of Brian Friel. Now, it won't be completed, but at least there will be in a position to have modest events there on the 10th anniversary or around that time. So this is very important to Glenties, and I think it'll attract many, many visitors in the years to come. And when the visitor centre is complete, which will require additional funds, of course, it will be an exceptional centre for Glenties.
It's also very important that Donegal's literary and artistic history is recognised, and no better way to do it than doing something with Brian Friel at its epicentre.
Well, of course, Brian Friel is known throughout the length and breadth of the country and further afield into the UK and the United States, and the people flock from those areas, particularly during the Patrick McGill Festival, where they can learn more about Brian Friel. But this development now, when it is all completed, I think will attract a lot more of those in the literary world to come and learn more about Brian Friel. And I myself am very fortunate to have had the opportunity to meet with Brian Friel on numerous occasions. In fact, Brian Friel had a home here in West Donegal, and Brad and his family still have connections there.
For many people around the world that are interested in plays, interested in the literary arts, the name Ballybeg is synonymous with Brian Friel. What many of them don't know is that essentially Ballybeg is Glenties.
Of course, it's Glenties, it's Gartha Muckla, it's the Laurels, and of course, his mother's old home was a setting for dancing at Lunasa. I was very fortunate that Donegal County Council, Bord Fáilte, the Heritage Council and the Trust decided to carry out the necessary conservation works there, and I think that is another important attraction.